Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
11 seconds left in the ball game. 5 seconds left hit now. Shuck trying to get a touchdown before it's over, and the game will end on a sack.
Appropriately.
Yeah, I think we're all just glad that one was over. Hopefully things are better in Los Angeles on Sunday when the Saints travel to play the L.A. Rams. Although Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints, the odds makers have the Saints now 14.5-point underdogs. I don't remember a line that large in a long, long time.
Yeah, I want to say the Week 4 Buffalo line, when it first came out, was pretty big. It was like, that was the first time that I can remember seeing what I would call like a college line in an NFL game. I can't remember what it was. I just remember it was like, whoa. And I will say that sometimes the odds makers are wrong, but, you know, more times than not, they're at least in the ballpark, and it'll be up to the Saints to try to change the mindset and to do something on the field, or if not, that's what they're going to face. I mean, the Rams are playing probably the best football in the NFL. They're 5-2. They're coming off a bye week. Their two losses were to Philly. They've only had in San Francisco. They just had the two losses. So it doesn't surprise me. The question is, can you change the narrative, right? We know the narrative. We live it every week. Can you change it?
Well, does changing the quarterback change the narrative? And is it fair to Tyler Shuck to put him in against a defense that is most disruptive to a quarterback in the NFL for his first start as a professional quarterback?
Yeah, that's been a big conversation piece this week, and I get it, but when's the perfect time? I think most NFL coaches will not do what we as, you know, sports anchors or broadcasters or fans do and try to figure out, well, this is the best time or this is not the best time. I think they go, hey, we need to figure this offense needs a jolt, whether it's at Carolina, which is no piece of cake, whether it's home Atlanta, which is, you know, a long way away because of the bye week. And so I think they look at that less than maybe we do. There's no perfect time, right? You're 1-7. The Rams are who they are. Perhaps they've taken you a little lightly. Perhaps they're looking at the 14.5-point spread. Perhaps they're not as dialed in. So I think that's not as big a factor. It's not going to be easy. Shuck's actually one of the, if you think about it, there aren't many guys who will make their first NFL start who actually have played in the building. He got to play at SoFi in the first preseason game when it was the Chargers. Now, I don't think there's anything lower on the barometer for me than a preseason game, but at least he knows the building. And so, yeah, it's not going to be easy, but it's at least different. And there's no perfect time to bring Shuck in. He's had to come in. by the way, when he came in the very first time in the preseason against the Chargers, it was at the two-minute mark. It was the two-minute offense, minute 31. So he comes in and he's running the two-minute offense, quick pass, quick pass. And then he comes in the Seattle game, the game's over, you know, quick pass. And then he comes in, you know, last week, third quarter, down 17-3, threw it 30 times in a quarter and 4 minutes. So he never really has had an opportunity to run, per se, the offense. He's come in and run the two-minute offense and the down 14 offense. So it's – you're looking for anything. You're looking for something. It's not that 1-7 is on Spencer. I mean, clearly prior to the Chicago game, this team was plus 4 in the turnover margin, tied for fourth best in the NFL.
Yeah, and we kept saying they were just two or three plays away from being able to have won that game. They were in the games to start the season, but with all of the turnovers these last couple of weeks, not so much.
Right, and so I think that made the decision, even, you know, against Tampa, that you're just looking for something in the third quarter for a spark. It's not a negative towards Spencer, but the turnovers at Chicago and against Tampa were costly because they automatically put you behind. You know, first drive, you just been playing uphill for so long that I think that's the only way they know how to play. I'm not sure what they would do if they jumped out to a 14-0 lead. I'm not sure they how to handle it.
Well,
I'd like to see it. I'd like to.
No, yeah, let's find out, please.
Right. It's been a long time.
Does changing just the quarterback address the issues that have your ball team 1-7, though? Does benching Spencer Rattler and giving Tyler Shuck an opportunity really do what needs to be done? And are there other opportunities where changes can be made that would perhaps give you more of an opportunity to better yourselves?
I don't think it changes drastically. I think what it does is that you hope that he does not have the turnover issues that Spencer has had in the last 2 weeks. And that alone is pretty significant when you're turning the ball over four times a game. Now, he had an interception last week, but it was a pass to Chris Olave that Antoine Winfield just took out of his hands. But that's an interception on Tyler Shuck. So, yes, I don't think it changes drastically, but I do think the turnovers are a big part. And are there other things they can do? Of course. I think that even Coach Moore talked about that Taysom Hill played five snaps, five. And that's probably not enough. And sometimes maybe instead of looking for what would be the right scenario, the right scheme, sometimes you just put them in there. But maybe good things will happen. And they haven't run the ball. They haven't stopped the run. There's a ton of things that Tyler Shuck cannot fix himself. What he can do is be more efficient with the football, move the offense, which Spencer had done. But where this team has problems is beyond moving the football inside the 30 and inside the 20. And perhaps, things can get better there. So the turnovers, to me, the ability to move the football, which they have done, but cashing in when you get down there are the differences that Tyler can make himself. Everything else, he ain't out there tackling, stopping the run. He's not out there putting pressure on Matthew Stafford, which if they don't, it's going to be, possibly a very long, long afternoon just because of the way they're playing. He's not covering Puka Nacua, right? Or Davante Adams. This is a good football team, and they're going to need – every bit of this is as important defensively than it is on Tyler Shuck. I get where the conversation this week is Tyler Shuck. What else? I mean, we've talked about everything else every week. But defensively, man, they have to come up big. They've got to make plays. They've got to get turnovers. They cannot, fall behind. They fell behind last week because of a pick six. What really the defense played stout. They need that defensive effort this week.
Yeah,
you only two goal line stands, you hope, but you got to, you've got to play like that. Baker Mayfield did not do anything spectacular against the Saints.
No, the special teams scored a touchdown, and the defense scored a touchdown. So that makes it really hard for your defense. We're talking with Mike Haas, the voice of your New Orleans Saints. We'll take a break. When we come back, what we've said all season is it's a rebuilding year, and this is what rebuilding looks like. And you just want to see incremental progress and the Saints moving in the right direction and showing improvement week over week. Are we seeing that? And where are we going to look for it this week if we're not? We'll let Mike Haas address that when we come back here on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen on WW.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be well. Hey, you can win tickets to the Saints' next home game against the Atlanta Falcons. Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet with celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. It's easy to win. You just go to WWL.com/contests and enter once every day for your chance to win Saints-Falcons tickets from Saints Radio WWL. Mike Haas will be calling that game. Before that, he's going to be calling the game out in Los Angeles this Sunday. We were talking, Mike, before the break about how we know we're in a rebuilding year. We know expectations were what they were heading into this season. But what we've all asked all along is, can we just see measurable, incremental improvement in progress throughout the season so we know the team's headed in the right direction? Are we seeing some signs of areas where the Saints are getting better week over week?
Yeah, I think you have to start defensively with that. And I think when you do, you have to look at the addition of Chase Young since he's been back and how much different defensively that unit is. And I think you do have to take into account that you're playing more youth in your secondary than you ever anticipated with Jonas Sanker and Quincy Riley. And now young linebackers as well. I mean, Alante Taylor's your elder statesman along with Justin Reed. So I think if you look at the big picture of who you're playing, and I think defensively, I don't know that you've seen what I would call a steady growth, like an upward path, but I do feel like defensively they've done a lot of good things. They struggled, you know, falling behind, allowing scores early. But for the most part, I think defensively, now that Chase Young's back, is much better. Still stopping the run is an issue, but that's been an issue. Offensively, I think it's more of a up and down roller coaster. You have not seen the consistency along the way. You did up in really the first few weeks, except I always throw out the Seattle game, right? Like that game didn't exist because it skews all the numbers.
Yeah.
But because you were within, you know, you had a chance to tie Arizona, chance to win San Francisco, chances, you know, down the road. You were close in the Buffalo game. You were close in the New England game. You've got the ball with a chance to do something. So, yes, I would have said that earlier, but I do not feel like offensively they have not run the ball well, and that is not necessarily a case of, well, we're abandoning the run because we're down 10 or two scores. I just don't think they've run the ball very well this year, and I think they have not had the explosiveness from a receiver standpoint where you're really hitting teams with big plays. You've had a few. The Rams have hit 30, 20-plus. The Saints, you know, I think 9 and 4 for Chris Olave have come in the last 3 games. So you're not really hitting. You've got Rashid Shaheed. He has 3.
And he's so really fast. Teams,
right. You're just not hitting teams where you can. So I don't think offensively they have had the kind of progression that you would want from a, if we're looking at a graph. It's been more up and down. But I think a lot of that in the last 2 weeks has been turnovers, and I think the inability to run the football all year has been problematic.
So that's
except for really the Buffalo game.
So this Sunday, that's what you want to see is if we're going to see those incremental improvements, it's reduce the turnovers and be more productive running the ball.
Right, run the ball. I mean, you don't have to be great. The last time, here's why we fall into this trap of how we're in this like cycle. The last time Alvin Kamara had 100 yards rushing was week 13 against the L.A. Rams last year in our building. That was the last time he had 100-plus rushing. In that game, the Saints were down 21-14, fourth quarter, with the ball, had a chance to tie, maybe win the game, got into the red zone, and then petered out. Had to give it up on fourth down and incompletion. Well, does that narrative sound pretty familiar? Not good in the red zone, you know, had a chance to win, but didn't come up with the play. Well, that's the same thing they've lived, you know, this year. And when and we look at the final drive, just like I just said, we look at the final drive Arizona, final drive San Francisco, final drive, you know, it's usually four or five plays throughout the course of the game that will impact the outcome. And in those four or five plays, whether it's first quarter, second quarter, or third quarter, the Saints have not made them. And their opponents have. And that's the difference. You are not making the impactful play when it matters most. And that's not the final drive all the time. It's somewhere in there. And until you can kind of fix that and be the impactful team, make those plays, third and one, fourth and one, punch it into the end zone when you get into the red zone, you're going to be where you are and rebuilding. And that's just the fact of the matter. The numbers, in some cases, you can make the numbers say whatever you want, right? Third down, fourth down. But in some cases, they just have not scored enough points, and they haven't stopped the other team when it matters the most. And those two factors, and I go back to running the football because the other teams have run the ball well enough to dictate the action. The Saints have not run the ball well enough to dictate the action. And that's once you end that, it doesn't really matter what the second question is. If that's the first one.
And I think Deuce made a very good point in your conversation with him last Sunday. Can we at least line up properly? Halfway through the season, right, can we at least stop the pre-snap penalties, the illegal procedures, the misalignments, get everyone standing where they're supposed to be before you snap the ball? At least let's see that incremental improvement.
No, you're right. Deuce was 100% correct. You think about OTAs and minicamp, camp, 3 preseason games, 8 regular season games, and I'm not even talking about the pre-snap. I'm not talking about false starts. They happen sometimes. You're right. It's the illegal formations, illegal shifts, delay of game, offensive lineman downfield. That kind of stuff should not be happening 11 games in. And it's focus and whatever. That kind of stuff can be worked on. You can't go out there right now this time of year. They only have a certain amount of padded practices left. You start just tackling. But if you don't fix that, it doesn't matter what else. If you can't do the easy stuff, you certainly can't do the hard stuff.
Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints, it's been a rough ride. We know it was going to be a rebuilding year, and we're looking for incremental improvement. Let's hope you see that Sunday as you and the team travel out west. 3:05 kickoff here on WWL. You and Deuce calling the game Saints at the Rams. I hope you and the family have a great Halloween, And
same to you, same to everybody. Be safe and have a good one. This is why they play the game, baby. This is why they play the game.
That's right. Hey, maybe Tyler Shough amazes us all, and that 14.5-point line becomes a distant memory, and they defy the odds. Either way, enjoy your trip out west. We'll look forward to hearing you Sunday here on WWL.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Haas, the voice of your New Orleans Saints. All right, we got a few minutes for you, 504-260-1870. We'll open up the lines, and we'll get Scoot in here next on this Halloween to see what he's going to be talking about for the next 3 hours.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.